Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Gold Bull Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GBRC, and now traded on the OTCQB markets under the symbol GBRCF. I am chatting with the President and CEO, Sherry Leiden. Now, Sherry, following up on news that came out just yesterday, May 3rd, the news release outlines visible gold that is encountered in some RC drill chips. Now, this is from the ongoing drill program that's happening at the company's Sandman project in Nevada. We already have 5 holes released, and as the company is continuing to progress, we're obviously waiting for these drill results, but you guys outlined some visible gold showings. Sherry, what's significant or important or even relevant to issue this news release on this visible gold when you're still waiting for some of the drill results?
So this is an update to our investors to let them know that drilling is going better than we planned. These drill holes are located outside the known resource. So that gives us confidence that we're going to be hitting mineralization, which extends the known resource, given that these holes are about 70 meters outside of the known resource that we have for the project. So very excited that we've seen visible gold in chips. And in my career as a geologist, I think I can only count on one hand the amount of times I've actually seen visible gold in RC chips. So it's not that common to actually see gold in chips during these drill programs.
So when it comes to when you might be able to get some of these drill results back, as I said, only 5 holes have been released. What's the plan to release some of the drilling that is in the labs right now?
Sure, we are releasing it as we receive it. And the next batch of holes is anticipated in mid-May. And that's going to include about 10 holes. So 10 to a dozen holes will be in the next batch, which is a larger batch that we sent to the lab in one go. So really looking forward to learning whether there's some more discoveries in those assay results.
Now, just to remind everybody, this program very much focused on adding ounces, right?
Actually, about half of the holes are step out from the known resource, and the other half are more greenfields exploration where we don't have many drill holes or don't have any deposits. So we did about 50-50, so 50% a relatively low-risk, high-reward, and the other 50%, I guess, high-risk, high-reward. So at the moment, we have 4 small resources, which total about 500,000 ounces at Sandman. We're looking for another discovery. So we're looking, our goal is the next time we speak, we're talking about 5 resources instead of 4 resources.
And just continuing to build those ounces, right? But again, that is through exploration, then also these step out holes. Just as a reminder, this company is part of the Inventa group of companies. How are you guys sharing resources? You're continuing through this drilling.
So we're very closely tied, was part of the Inventa group. Craig Parry is our chairman and was a co-founder with myself for Gold Bull. And Craig and I go back about 20 years when we were both geos at Rio Tinto together. And Inventa does closely work with its foray of companies. There's about 6 companies in the Inventa group. And for example, we share our admin and our finance team out of the Inventa. They also contribute to our marketing, PR and IR strategy. It's wonderful to have the support and back office support in Canada from the Inventa group.
So Sherry, just remind everybody to where we stand in this exploration program. I know when you and I talked at more the beginning of the year, we were talking about different phases of the program. And initially this first phase of just testing out some of the extensions to the resources and the greenfields exploration targets. Where do you stand now in terms of meterage that's drilled?
Sure. So you got that right. We've got an 8,000 meter program that we're going to do in stages. The first stage, 3,000 meters, has just been completed. So now we're going to wait for all those lab results. It should be the final lab results should be received within the next 4 weeks, and then we'll be ready to initiate phase two. And that phase two will be driven and dictated by the best results of the phase one program. So where we get our highest results, our best gold grades, we'll look at putting more meters there in phase two, to with the aim of essentially again adding more ounces. 2021 is all about adding ounces via both exploration and acquisition. And then next year, we can look at feasibility studies, depending on the ounces we add this year.
And when are you thinking of timing the resource update then, taking into account that you're still just through the first phase of drilling?
Yeah, so we'll definitely wait until we finish the entire 8,000 meters. So right now we're 3,000 meters in. So I anticipate we'll finish those meters towards the end of this year, and then we can look at updating our resource estimate with our same resource geo who recently published the 43-101 that's available on CEDAR. And that's also a wealth of information for anyone who's interested in taking a deeper dive of due diligence into our company. It's got a great updated resource announced in February on CEDAR.
Now, how much cash does the company have to continue on with the drilling and then move into that resource?
We've currently got about $3 million, so we're fully funded for that entire drill program. So, of course, our goal certainly is to add those ounces, add value that way. And we're also very actively looking for an additional acquisition. So if I can acquire a project cheaper than I can add the ounces via exploration, then I consider that a good deal for our shareholders. So we're looking at a couple of existing resource assets for acquisition at the moment, conducting due diligence on them.
So Sherry, are there any other projects either in Nevada or anywhere else in the world that you're using as maybe a comparison to Sandman project, whether where it stands now or what it could turn into?
Well, it's certainly a very interesting epithermal project, and it's located less than 25 kilometers south of the Sleeper deposit. Sleeper was historically a very high-grade resource of over 3 million ounces, and we feel that we've got basically the same rocks, the same structural corridor. The only difference is that we've got a lot of sand obscuring our rock. So that's why we're using geophysics, probably more than geology, to try and target underneath that sand cover, looking for another Sleeper. So Sleeper is our analogy, and we're certainly looking for another Sleeper. We've engaged consultants who are experts in Sleeper. In fact, the guy who discovered Sleeper is now advising us on where he thinks another Sleeper might be hiding underneath the sand cover we have at Sandman.
Okay. Perfect. Well, Chetty, I appreciate the update. It sounds like in probably a couple weeks, we'll be chatting again after these assay results are released. But in the meantime, just wanted to remind everybody of how the drilling's going and, well, when we can expect some more news. So, Chetty, I appreciate the update. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get those answered for you. Chetty, until we chat again, thank you for the update, and I hope you have a great rest of your week.
Thanks so much, Corey. I appreciate it.